Rich Gerard is someone I've known from the greater Manchester side of things. Rich Gerard, he used to have his own show. He does a lot of stuff. He's well-known in the education side of things. He's running as a state Senate candidate, and part of his district that he's running for as a Republican is the state's largest city. And he joins us live to kind of weigh in, because we haven't really looked at some of these down, they say down ballot races. So Rich checking in this morning on what he's seeing at that level in the state Senate races. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack, and thanks for having me on. And not for nothing, in about 10 minutes, I'll be joining Caroline Levitt for a press conference on parents' rights right outside of my alma mater, West High School, here in the Queen City.
Tell us about your particular matchup. I think the incumbent is State Senator Lou D'Alessandro, who's a regular on Fridays with Senator Jeb Bradley. But tell us about your race, the district. What are the dynamics? What's at work?
Well, it is a Democrat-leaning district now that Goffstown has been removed and Manchester Wards 2 and 12 have been added. So it's Wards 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, 12, which is half the city of Manchester. It's a working-class district, to be sure. The west side is where I grew up. And I live now in Ward 2. So what I'm hearing from folks is just frustration with how out of touch, certain people seem to be with their day-to-day life. And it's not just about inflation and, gas prices, food, fuel, and all of that fun stuff. But here in the Queen City, it has a lot to do with crime and the causes of that crime. And, Jack, that's one of the reasons why I decided to run for state senate, as you know. I narrowly missed the mayor's race a year ago where crime was a huge issue. It continues to be one today in no small part because of the state's catch-and-release bail law, which Senator D'Alessandro voted for in 2018, and it's completely allowed so-called minor or quality of life crimes to escalate and become completely out of control here in the city. My top priority as a state senator will be to get that catch and release bail law tossed out and replaced with something that recognizes people for the threats that they are and determines whether or not bail be granted and how it's granted based on whether or not they're a flight risk, a risk to reoffend, a risk to not show up at court or have committed some sort of drug or violent crime that should not allow them to get cashless PR bail. So they can go reoffend in an awful way. And we've seen two really tragic examples here in Manchester. You know, the killing of the fellow on the rail trail down near Nuts Pond, the fellow who's alleged to have done the stabbing was released twice after violent offenses committed in Manchester and Nashua. And just a couple weeks ago, a Manchester man was arrested for a June shooting that wounded a pregnant woman. He was out on PR bail in March for a variety of felony charges, including felon in possession of a weapon.
What about fentanyl in the streets of Manchester? I mean, this drug flow, we just had John DeLander on the show yesterday. It's unprecedented.
Drugs have been ripping the city apart for a long time now. The open border policy of the Biden administration, an administration that not that long ago, my opponent said, was off to a good start, despite the complete disaster economically and on the border. That has just ravaged the city. And unfortunately, of what we do here in New Hampshire to disable police at the scene of an overdose.
Right.
So we've got to change that. We also have to start reconsidering whether or not people in possession of drug paraphernalia should again be charged with crimes.
Real quick before we go, Rich Gerard, Republican, and what's the district?
It's District 20, which is Manchester Wards 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, 12. More details at gerardfornhsenate.com.
Do you think that Governor Sununu running strong at the top of the ticket will have coattails in races even like yours?
Yes, I do, and I'm proud to say that the governor has endorsed me in this campaign. We released that endorsement on Tuesday, my birthday, and so I'm counting on him doing that. I'm counting on fed up independents to join the Republican voters in District 20 to affect the change after 24 years of one-party rule in this district.
And again, the website, Rich?
GerardForNHSenate.com.
All right. Happy birthday. Thank you for joining us. Good morning, Hampshire's one of the state Senate races. Thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it, Jack. Thank you.